From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music by Elmira Hope and a discussion about depression and mental health. But first, we make a visit to the Ellis School during Culture Jam, a conference built for youth around Pittsburgh to share personal experiences, expertise, and ideas about social justice topics.
Culture Jam.
Culture Jam.
This event is the Culture Jam.
For Culture Jam.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I go to Ellis, and I'm the co-president of SDL. This year we had 300 people, and also there was people coming from Maine at the first school to have a regional diversity event like this.
Hi, I'm Pepe. I also go to Ellis. I'm 17, and I'm the other president of SDL.
Student Diversity League.
Culture Jam is mainly focused around a keynote speaker and a series of workshops. So we have students from all over Pittsburgh and a few from out of Pittsburgh presenting workshops on social justice, issues that they have experience with. So we'll do workshops with those, with the kids leading them.
My name is Alona Jackson. I'm 17 and I go to Woodland Hills High School. This is important because everybody needs to respect everybody and where they come from, what they go through, and their culture and everything like that. So it's great that we're doing a culture jam so everybody can get comfortable with each other. And say somebody is closed-minded, them coming here can open their mind.
My name is Maya. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I'm 17, and I'm a senior. I go to Woodland Hills. I'm finding out where people are from, what they've been through, how we're pretty much all the same.
Hi, my name's Imani Campbell. I'm 18 years old and I go to Woodland Hills High School. It's important to just realize what's out there in the world and really understand other people's opinions and try to just accept and relate to them as much as we can because it's important to get along and to understand and work together.
Hey, my name is Sierra Young and I am the coordinator of equity and inclusion at the Ellis School. So I believe the mission of Culture Jam is to provide a space for youth to engage in courageous and challenging conversations about social justice issues. So during a regular school day, you might not talk about Ferguson or the Dakota Access Pipeline or voter engagement. But today, for Culture Jam, you will, and you have kids from all over the city and three states coming.
Hi, I'm Talisa Nolan. I live in Penn Hills. I go to the Neighborhood Academy in Garfield. I've definitely learned how to not stereotype people and not just look at their outward appearance and just judge them, to actually get to know people and know who they are.
My name is CB Trinamoritz, and I'm a first-year master's student at the University of Pittsburgh studying social activism communities, especially as they pertain to working with children, is that we need to be having these conversations, which is totally true. We need to be like immersing ourselves in these conversations.
I'm Natalie, I'm 14, and I go to the Ellis School.
I'm Lily, I'm 15 years old, and I go to the Ellis School.
Culture Jam, you learn a lot about different cultures and diversity, and everyone comes together from different schools, and you just learn a lot and expand your own knowledge of what you know about diversity, and also you learn about other people's views and ideas on diversity.
Hopefully from Culture Jam, people will learn more things and be more open-minded, and Ellis will be known more as a safe space that people can come and express their ideas without being judged. We want everyone to be feeling open and welcome.
You just heard the voices for the Ellis School's Culture Jam. Now here's Elmira Hope with her song, Don't Blame Me.
Reddest clouds in the morning. Heaviest rain is coming soon. There's a leak in the roof of your house and a window shattered in the bedroom. But don't blame me, says the father. I tried my best to build this house. Don't blame me, says his daughter. The ball breaking the window was in my doubts. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me, please. Shop had shut down, and the sun just abandoned them. Parents are left to pay his student loans. They ask, will it ever be easy again? Will it ever be easy again? But don't blame me, says the mother. I try my best to keep the shop alive. Don't blame me, says her son. I did what I did to survive. Don't blame me, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame me, don't blame me, please. Oh, 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 oh. Getting all through the house, scared under her blankets, wind howling through her window. Mom stressing out, how will I get another job? Will I find another job? And the son blankly stares at his college degree, his new home, deciding if he should help his family. But don't blame me, says the father. I tried my best to build this house. Don't blame me, says his daughter. The ball breaking the window was in my doubts. Don't blame me, says the mother. I tried my best to keep the shop alive. Don't blame me, says her son. I did what I did to survive. So don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me when I've tried my best. Don't blame, don't blame, don't blame me, please.
Elmira Hope with her song, Don't Blame Me. Our last segment presents students from Holy Family Academy and their perspectives on depression and mental health.
Welcome to The Bitten Apple on Youth Express, recorded live from Holy Family Academy. This is Vinca, and I'm in the 9th grade at HFA. Joining me are...
Jesse, I'm a 10th grader.
I'm Cody, I'm also in the 10th grade.
I'm Ryan, I'm also in the 10th grade.
I'm Phil, and I'm a 9th grader at HFA.
Today we'll be discussing depression and mental health. We wanted to talk about this because it's a really big epidemic in our modern civilized world, and it's important as youth to also address this situation because it will be, or it does affect us too. With the Industrial Revolution, our lives basically got a lot easier. Our work was cut in half. We didn't have to do as much hands-on labor, and like we were able to make more food, and with this all this technical advancements, we just really have everything done for us now. And what that caused is a very big lack in exercise, a lot of staying inside the house. We have ability to eat a lot of really bad foods for us now, and we're not going to our natural sources to get the correct nutrients that we need. And what that causes is actually inflammation of the brain, not enough exercise, and not getting enough omega-3s. And a lot of people are going to the doctor to go talk about their depression. And an inflamed brain is a depressed brain. You will be depressed if you have an inflamed brain. And people are going to their doctors to look for modern-day medication for this, and it's really not helping. It actually kind of destroys our brain, too. And it's a really big epidemic now because no one's working to really educate people on what you need to do to heal this illness. There's studies where the Aborigines, they studied them, and they didn't have depression there. Even though there's higher infant mortality and like really serious diseases, they weren't depressed. And they saw that because they get about 4 hours of exercise a day, and they're getting the correct nutrients that they need from plants like that have omega-3s in them that will help the brain be less inflamed, because we need a one-to-one ratio of those. So, yeah.
On the topic of depression, sometimes depression isn't just caused by physical health. On top of that, obviously, it's a large contributing factor, but also sometimes it's a purely mental issue that's caused by societal interactions with other people, your family, the ones you love, and all that. Just like from before, how a good example of something that could cause depression is what we talked about earlier in the song Tyranny, someone that you love that exploiting you for what they find beneficial for themselves. That's a cause of something that causes great sadness, makes you feel like you're not worth as much. They gain benefit from making you not feel like you're worth much by exploiting you. You get that? So teenagers and older adults are the ones most susceptible to depression, because about that time is when people start to feel that their existences are either not worth as much as they used to be, or that they feel that their day is dragging on and they're doing the same thing over and over again. People tend to fall into depression at that point in their lives because of the repetition of things like the expectations heaped upon them or the shortcomings of their physical body in the case of older people. For teenagers, it's all of the expectations from either schools, relationships, their friends, their parents, everyone all at once, because being a teenager is a big part of your life for coming into another huge important state of your life that will be like main focal point of your life as a young and older adult. So here is where everything counts the most, because it determines the future of everything else. So that's when people tend to get depressed the most. They get upset easiest there, because that's when all of the expectations take hold.
But that's also due to the body's natural stress.
Exactly.
And that's, stress used to be for like, oh, there's a giant animal coming after me that's released these hormones. And now, since we don't have that danger anymore with our modern civilized world, our chemicals are being released at like, oh my gosh, there's a big finals test. Now I'm going to stress out about it because this is do or die. And that's like the big focal point. So you're stressed and you're not getting exercise. And this whole like system is just extracting you from what you need to do, which is maybe exercise, eat right, and just the basic everyday things, which you can't really get done whenever you're working really hard to finish a test or to start up your new company, and you forget about yourself and your body, and then you end up that way, and it's because you neglected yourself in the process of trying to move forward in your career.
Precisely. And in the case of another thing, as you referred to, people's instincts back when our stress and our fear and our mental health often came unhinged because of an attack or something from a beast or another person or something like that, back when times were more uncivilized. I think another possibility as to why people's mental health are becoming sufficiently more in danger is because the situations in which those chemicals are released today are much longer and drawn out, because an unprovoked attack, you're either dead or you're not by the end of it. It doesn't last that long. Tests and huge exams and stuff like that, or working on maintaining your livelihood, is either a process that lasts for the rest of your life as you continue to try and perform well in your career or during school, or it just all falls apart and you've already fallen to where you're not supposed to be.
Exactly. And whenever you're not taking care of yourself in that meantime, then you lead yourself to that destroyed mental state.
Exactly.
I think a main cause of depression that many people overlook is actually social media, because if you look, lots of cases of depression didn't start popping up until recently, like maybe the past decade. And I think it's because now many people kind of lead fake lives. Like, what you see on social media isn't exactly what that person's going through. Many people also now see things posted all over line, and they want that too, but they can't have it, which leads to kind of jealousy and depression.
I think that everyone isn't questioning this enough, you know? I don't believe in depression. I think it's all just a mental illusion. Think of it this way. Whenever you're at a game, right, and your favorite team's playing, whenever they win, aren't you happy? But if you're not playing and it's not your success and it doesn't have anything to do with you, honestly, why are you happy? Because you're telling yourself to be happy. So why are you depressed? Because you're telling yourself to be sad.
All very good points on this topic of depression. I enjoyed this discussion, and we hope that our listeners have been informed more about this topic. If you want to learn more about this discussion, there's a great TED Talk by Stephen Ilardi. It's called Depression is a Disease of Civilization.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.